Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, a hard-fought battle last night against Lindenwood. Were you surprised how well they played, considering they played three games in 4 days?
Not really. Lindenwood's a lot like us in terms of their style of play. We knew they had good goaltending, and that certainly proved out last night. And they play hard. I think they play a real solid game in their zone. They're very well structured. They layer very well, and they make it tough to get pucks to the net. So it's actually typical of the types of games we play here in the WCHA. So it wasn't anything that we hadn't seen before. And I was proud of our team in terms of how we went about our business and how we just stuck with it and happened to make one more play than they did and came out with a win.
For your team, you guys had to battle a tough goalie and a lot of block shots by Lindenwood. What was it about your team that you guys were able to get that first goal?
Well, it was a great play by Hubes to begin with. She created the turnover, and then she turned towards the net high in the slot, and she let out a good shot going. And we actually had two players, both Riley Fawcett and I believe it was Emma, both went to the front of the net and established some net front presence and trying to take the goalie's eyes away. I thought they did a great job. And then on top of that, Riley gets her stick on it. So just a great play all around by those three. And it was just a real hard work goal and obviously a big goal.
They answered back right away. What'd you tell your team coming out of that second period tied 1-1?
Well, I just reminded them we'd been there before. We've been in that situation a lot of times in terms of being in a tie game going to the third period. And we just talked about it comes down to this 20. And we pride ourselves on being a third period team. And, I thought our Miller, Anderson, Tugas line had a great start for us and did a nice job in our zone. That's where the whole play started. Steph created a 2-on-1 with her speed by just chipping the puck by their D. And the key to that play is she moved it right away over to Tugi. If she waits too long, that play probably never happens. But she moved it right away, and that allowed Caitlin to go to the net with a puck. And then Steph followed up and got a pretty easy one with it with the open net with the rebound there. But just a great play all around by everybody on the ice for us and turned out to be the game-winning goal.
We talk about Steph Anderson and how whenever she comes back from a Team USA camp or games, she always comes back with a lot of speed. But I just had a chance to visit with her in the training room. Lindenwood's not the only one who's tired coming into game two here. Steph obviously played alongside and against some of the best in the country over winter break. How hard is it to put her back in the lineup in game two here tonight, knowing how tired she is?
Well, we talked about it. I said, just give me one more. Just give me one more 60 minutes, and then we'll get a little break here in terms of, we won't practice now until Monday after tonight. But, the thing about the USA camp is they only had three lines per team, so they were playing an awful lot. And again, at that pace, I can understand why, she just doesn't have her legs right now. But you know what? She's a trooper. She's one of our leaders. She'll get out there and compete hard tonight.
We talked about it last night in the post game. One of the lines that really stood out last night, besides the Anderson-Tugas line, was Nelson, Thibodeau, and Berglund. They are just on fire clicking. What is it about those three that just makes them so special?
Oh, again, I'm glad you brought it up. Just a great night by that. And they just work hard. That's one thing. All three of them work extremely hard. They're hard on the puck. And once they get it, they do a great job cycling. They do a great job puck protecting. They use their bodies well. You can see they're reading off each other, and they're smart players. And they just looking at the stat sheet at the end of the game, they had 12 shots on goal as a line, and a lot of them were grade A chances. And just unfortunately they weren't rewarded. But I just liked the way every time they were on the ice, they seemed to tilt the ice for us. And didn't matter who they are out there against, they did a great job. And we certainly built momentum after every time they were on the ice, and hopefully we can do that again tonight.
Back to tonight, I see a couple of changes in your lineup. Megan Leshenko, one of your seniors, back in the lineup along with Bailey Wright on the offensive side, and of course Lisa Leidy back in there on defense. Why'd you make those changes?
A couple of reasons. One, being it's our final non-conference game, just an opportunity for in Megan's case, to get on the ice. She hasn't played now in quite some time, but Riley Foss got hurt against North Dakota, and they said at the time it was about a 4 to 6 week injury, and we're right about the 4 week part from that, and so she's still a little sore, and she would never ever say I can't play, and that's certainly not the reason, but I just thought just so we could get her 100% healthy by Wisconsin, good opportunity for Megan to play. Yeah, Bailey certainly, you know, we need her. She's going to be one of our, you know, she has been since she's been able to get in the lineup as one of our top nine forwards. And she was just a little ill, you know, over the course of our when we got back and wasn't able to practice. And Sylvia, I thought, was had a great 4 days. So, you know, she got rewarded by being able to play last night. And Lisa just didn't get back from her vacation till January 3rd. So it was just, again, just because of the ice time situation. But, you know, Lisa has played an awful lot of hockey for us and has done a great job. So, you know, we're fortunate. We've got 24 skaters that can all play. And it's a challenge for us to find spots for everybody. And I just give that group credit because everybody's working hard. Nobody's you know, pouting, complaining or anything like that. It's and that's a credit to them. So it's just an opportunity to get, you know, everybody an opportunity to play.
Lisa Lighty is going to be alongside Alexis Trace, her usual line mate on defense. Eva Bilic earlier today won a gold medal with Team Canada in the Nations Cup. Have you had a chance to text her or hear from her?
I did, yeah. Just congratulate her, and she fired right back. Just, you know, good luck. Can't wait to get back. And, you know, it's just that's just Eve. You know, she sent a text last night just, or yesterday, just wishing everybody the best of luck. And it's funny, Steph was the same way. When they're away from the team, they're still with us in thought, and they're following it as best they can. But really, really excited and proud of her to, you know, to come back with a gold medal. You know, I realized that they were the favorites, but still, they had to go to overtime against a good Finnish team. And anytime you go represent your country, I don't care where it's at, what it's you know, what tournament it is, you get a chance to wear your country's sweater. That's pretty special, and you win a gold medal on top of it. Obviously, that's a memory she'll have for the rest of her life.
That's huge for Beaver hockey, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's pretty neat when we can send out a tweet saying, you know, go BSU or Beaver Nation or whatever. Yeah, it's pretty cool that Beaver has been out there representing our school and our program.
What's going to be a key to getting a win here tonight against Lindenwood?
Well, again, I think the start, Kelly, will be really big for us. If we can have the same kind of start we had last night in terms of just pushing the pace, and now this will be their fourth game in 5 days, seventh night in a hotel. I mean, we need to jump on them. And if we sit back, play slow, let them dictate, you know, then we're asking for trouble because, you know, they got their number one goalie in the net tonight. You know, we just got to come out and play our game. And if we do that, I think we're going to be sharper. I do. I think last night's some of our inability to score was you know, a month layoff. And I think we're just going to be sharper tonight. And I think that'll certainly help us.
Good luck tonight, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thank you very much.